This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh! Oh, God. Did you hear that? Yikes. Well, I was happy and now I'm dismayed again. But, you know, you're still in for a treat because you're listening to the only RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast available in space and time. We're so glad for you. We're very happy. Congratulations. You're number one and you're on the only one. I am happy to talk about Drag Race with this gal. She's my Judy. She truly is my conjoined twin. We've been separated, but we still choose to spend time together. Oscar Montoya!
Hi! Where would we be attached? Like, what body part do we share?
Ooh, probably that big old juicy ass.
Ooh, that's right. You take one cheek, I take the other bit.
Or hips. We're both pretty hippie
boys.
We're
hippie people. We are. I remember I shot, this is a brag. I'm not trying to be humble about it.
You better brag, honey.
All. I shot a little something with John Cena a couple of years ago.
Hot.
And it was this, like, we had, like, an improvised moment where he, like, fires me.
Uh-huh.
And he really, I mean, first of all, John Cena is one of the most scary looking people I've ever met in real life.
Because he truly
looks
like...
He's a big man. He's big. He's
upside down pyramid. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a huge... He's like bigger than you could ever like picture it. Like he was just too big for my brain to comprehend.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And also very muscly, which I was like having a hard time really like understanding how a person can have so much muscle.
Right.
But he was like, oh, yeah, just like sort of like tell him off and like have fun, John. And he was like, OK. And he was like, you know, telling me off. And he called me pear shaped. And to me, I was like, that hurt. That hurt. Like, I know that I am. Like, I know my shape.
Sure.
And I love my shape.
But girl. It's like, let me roast myself.
But girl, coming out of John Cena's mouth, I was like, ooh, girl. Ooh.
I hear you, girl. I all the time look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, my butt looks like I had surgery on it. Like, because like...
It's insane, isn't it?
And it's a
pro-con. Why are our bodies built this way?
I don't know.
It's so funny.
Like, My ass looks like Trinity the Tux. Like it looks like, like it looks suspicious. Do you know what I mean? Like, or it doesn't like, it's like, and I love my butt, but it's also like, it truly, I don't think people believe it's from my body.
No, I know. I've definitely accused you of plastic surgery many, many times in public.
True.
So I totally understand.
But it's like, why wouldn't I start with my face? Do you know what I mean?
Well, you're working your way down, you know, you start your toes and then eventually you get to your face. No, but definitely like for sure, like I'm the same way. Like I'm built like there's no sense of like symmetry for me at all. I'm like all over the place. I feel like my body shape is like very like, you know, like a satyr, you know what, like Mr. Tumnus in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Oh,
like
I got
like a very thick bottom and like a lean top. It's just it makes
strange.
No sense. I don't get it.
I was also roasting myself recently, and I was like, I think my body is like a mathematical average of every body type.
You know what?
You know what I mean?
I think
I'm
that's
like
what it
juicy,
is. Yep.
I'm a little thick, I'm a little thin, I'm a little hairy, I'm a little not. I am I'm male, female, gender, queer down. I'm every woman.
You know what? You are the body of the people, Mono.
Yes. And the body is here.
Where? What body? I don't want this body. Bitch.
Speaking
refund.
Of roast.
Refund.
Speaking of roast, I
are we
mean,
starting with a roast? Are we really
I
just,
mean, start, well, we,
just
we,
straight up starting with the roast?
I don't know. We don't have to start with it, but I mean, it was from last week, so I thought we'd be
Lord.
It happened last week. Okay, we'll work up to it. Do you want to work up to it?
I'm just saying, no, it would make sense to start with a roast.
It would make sense to start with a roast. Okay.
But bitch, I know how you play.
Do you want to go first or second, bitch?
Hell no,
I'll let
I'm not
you
going
decide
first.
The order.
You're crazy.
Okay, I don't care.
You
I
go
will
first.
Open the show.
You set the
I will
fucking
open
tone.
Open the show.
My God.
Thank you so much, distinguished panel, guest
Boo.
Judges.
Also, for the listeners, we've talked about roasting each other. So, like, that's what we're going to do.
Right.
Because obviously, Mono could have had me last week, but instead got two actual celebrities to sit in.
So
and of
much
course,
more famous than
no
you.
No one could come this week, so of course, that's why I'm guessing.
Yes. Okay, thank you for
was
roasting
available.
Yourself. Thank you for just taking that joke from me. I guess I can't say that one. No, Oscar, I do want to roast you because you are fun and funny and amazing.
Oh,
you're iconic. I mean, every time you're in front of the judges, it's just like tens across the board. And I'm not... I don't know. I guess enough
Did
about
you
your weight.
Is this the beginning?
Enough about your weight. I don't want to talk about your weight right now. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You have to make money to afford a scale. And I know you don't have that. So, Oscar, I want to say, you know, you should be very proud. All kidding aside. Oscar, I want you to be very proud. Like, to be part of the hard-working, competent, educated Latinx community it's pretty incredible. The fact that you're none of those things proves that Latinx people can be anything they want to be, and stereotypes can be dangerous, so thank you for breaking them. Oscar,
she's laughing at her own reads. This is
Oscar,
sad.
Let's get this roaster cooking. Oscar, you get a lot of smack for being tardy. You get a lot of smack for being, you know, for being tardy, which is unfair because the only thing late about Oscar is his look. I'm kidding. Also, your puberty was late. I'm kidding. Oscar, like so many people from Colombia, you are beautiful. You are beautiful. And just like Miss Columbia, the only way you'll ever win in life is by accident.
That was funny.
That's a good one.
That was a really good one, bitch.
I got one more for you, you cunt.
Damn, what the fuck is that? You gotta fucking scroll this Oh my Lord.
I just had to. Some are better than others, obviously. Oscar, you are an incredible actor. That is T. You were fucking talented performer on stage and in TV. I truly wish I was half as good as actor as you. I mean, every time you open your mouth, I try to act like I give a shit, but I can't.
My God.
Thank you, distinguished panel guests and judges.
The bitch is laughing at her ovaries. I can't.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Next up, my sister, who proves that you don't have to be a star to be on TV. Oscar Montoya.
Thank you, Mano Agapian. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Everyone give it up for Mano Agapian. You know what? Here's what I'm going to say. You asked me to do a roast. And the roast is this. I can't roast you, Mano. I know better than to be a guest in your own house.
Oh.
And to roast. I just can't do that. You know, I'm smarter than that. You know, I'm not going to come into the house that you built with all the fans that you've built. And then just to insult you, that's not going to happen. And the weird thing about the house, this house that you built, Drag Her, is that I just looked at the deed and it's weird because your name isn't on the deed at all. It's signed by Nicole Byer. But where is she? Where is she? She ain't here. She ain't here. So it seems like this house is a little decrepit. It's a little... Okay, so squatter's rights, I guess, for Miss Mano. But in all honesty, Mano, what can I say about Mano? You know, Mano, in Spanish, because I am Latinx, thank you, bitch. Mano in Spanish means hand, which is interesting because that's also the name of Mano's lover. You know? Okay. And I'm not talking about Mano's actual hand, no. Mano is also the name of the Yoshi socks he comes into every night. Okay.
Bitch.
Bitch. Yes. She loves Yoshi. Yes, she has a Yoshi fetish. And to quote the Bimini Bamboolash, it's not a joke, it's a fact.
You fucking cunt. I hate you.
But no, seriously, while we're on the topic of fetishes, you know, Mano is a kinky ass bitch, okay? Because her biggest fetish is to be smacked down by Willem every single week. It gets her rock fucking hard.
Oh, I love it.
No, but seriously, Mano, I love you. And, you know, you came for me and my ethnic identity. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to. Not going to knock you down.
Thank you.
For being Greek. I'm not going to do that. But I will say that Mano is the reason why Greece stopped being gay. I mean, look at him. Okay, that's my time. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God. Tamar, do you watch the show? Oh my God.
Wait, who said that? Who said that?
Alexis Michelle.
Alexis. Oh,
that was a rough roast, bitch. That was a tough one. It also includes Trinity just kind of saying muy bien to Valentina. And Valentina just being like, I'll just call her Michelle Visas. I'll just call her like, she's just calling her a cochina the whole time.
In your footage, you have the Alyssa Edwards footage where you're writing stuff down. And you're like,
I can't do that. No. It's a joke. They have to be funny. It has to be a joke. Right. And I've been there before, you know, because it can hurt people's feelings. All right, you bitch. I love you. Good roast.
I love you too, bitch. That was a good roast. You got me. You got me
in the best way. I'm really glad you went there. I'm really glad you did. Truly.
But I will say, roast episodes make me so uncomfortable. And last week was an example of how, oh my God. I think it was like one of the... Okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
I know we're not talking about this.
We have to talk about this.
In terms of last week, was last week's episode the most awkward roast?
Ever?
Ever?
I really think it's between that one and season 9. Because season 9 is
The Michelle Visage roast?
Yeah, the Michelle Visage roast with Farrah is insane. Just being like...
Oh, Farrah. But see, Farrah was not as bad as Utica.
You think?
Utica's was by... I mean, Utica's was...
But some people are
cringe.
Saying Utica's had funny moments. Which I disagree with.
Yeah,
but
the first sentence, and then that was it.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. It got RuPaul to stand. Which, honestly, okay, so here, I want you to educate me, bitch.
Okay.
Why was that a thing?
RuPaul wears sweatpants. when
okay,
she's
that's
judging.
Commonly known.
Right. She's comfortable. Okay. Gotcha. It's commonly known. I think it's sickening. I really do, just to be like, I've earned this.
I mean,
you
that's power.
Get it.
That's power to the absolute.
And that's why okay. the girls gasped in that way when they were like, oh, like, did you really say that?
I mean, I did like, but that's not a joke. That's not a, that's.
But here's the thing. It's not a joke, but I think if someone funny said it, it could have been funny. Like,
oh,
if Bob,
100%.
If Bob the drag queen said it, it could have been funny.
If Bianca said it, it could have been funny.
Yeah. Yeah. But it just wasn't like at that point, like it did feel desperate and it did feel meaner than fun.
It was weird, especially from a queen like Utica that was so careful around appropriate. That's her legacy, you know. It's like,
right?
I'm an ally. I'm a white ally. I'm gonna be really careful about appropriation. I'm gonna have a squirrel wig or whatever. But like, girl, I mean, talk about fat phobic, bitch. Like, what the? I was like, okay, see, ooh, she don't care about us fat folks. Okay.
But that's what I'm saying is just like there were other size jokes in the roast, but they were funny.
They were funny. I mean, yes, they were funny. Utica's there was no joke there. There was no joke there. And that's why for me it was like absolute cringe. It was like, eek. Yeah.
And other people are bringing up the way that like the fans are treating her tenderly, way more tenderly than they treat by POC queens.
Funny that.
Funny, right? Because everyone else, it's like death threats down. And then with her, it's
the
like,
house.
She got confused, everybody. You gotta be nice to her. And
she
I agree.
She got confused.
Here's what I'm saying. Don't send death threats to anyone. But
number one,
the defense is very suspicious.
It's just weird. You know, it's no secret. There is a weird double standard here at Drag Race. And, the line is drawn and it's drawn racially. Like, let's be real. Let's be honest about that. So, you know, for all the vitriol y'all give Candy, it's like, huh?
Yeah, huh? It's a lot. And you know what we've had? I mean, this is a great example of like, we've had queens like Candy that weren't POC that we were like, I'm here for them work.
Yeah, of
even
course.
In Alyssa Edwards, who was
live for her.
We live for her, but she was kooky, crazy, charismatic, and a little goofy on her season. And there was none of this hate was happening. It was just like, oh, she's a good time.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I mean, I do get it. We all get it.
We
all
it.
Understand why. Yes, and that's the unfortunate reality of the situation. We know, bitch.
Well, racism does feel like a court case where the judge is gaslighting you, where you are presenting evidence, and the judge is like, "I don't see it."
I don't see. Literally, I'm colorblind. I don't. See
you don't see it. You don't see the document. Okay, cool. Candy won the roast. Did you agree with that?
Yes,
I did too.
Yes, and I'm very, I'm going to talk a little bit more about Candy in this episode.
Please.
But, you know, Candy last week proved that she belongs there, that she belongs in the top five. And she did it in such a funny and charismatic way.
Right.
And again, it goes to show the power of Candy Muse, because in the bitch she died thing that is now, you know, meme worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Any queen could say that and it would not have been as powerful. But the cute way in which Candy Muse was like, bitch, he died. And then that funny little thing was so cute and funny and felt very Olivia to me.
Right.
But if Olivia did it, it wouldn't have been funny.
Right. Bitch, she died. Yeah, that was pretty fucking cute.
When I said actor age, bitch, she died. It's funny. It's funny.
It's just funny.
It's funny. And it just felt very like, yo mama jokes, like in elementary school that you would throw out.
It just
felt very that.
At recess and people are just kind of throwing jabs at each other.
Yes.
It had that kind of fun energy. Yeah,
it
I love
so
it.
It was so fun. It was fun.
She's fun. I'm glad she won. I mean, it is a gag though. We'll talk about it, but I'll say it now before I forget. Is like, has a queen ever won two challenges and not made it to the final? Or is Olivia the first? Like, obviously it's happened.
She did win two back-to-back. I was struggling. I was like, what else? She won one.
Yeah, she won.
But what was the other thing that she won?
Well, what are you talking about? I think she won the one where they had to make looks out of something, right?
Did she?
Disco. She won disco, and then she won something else.
I remember the disco one, yeah, but the other one, I don't remember why she won.
Something else. Something
did she win? She won the improv challenge.
You're right. Mimology. Mm-hmm. You got that mimology, that M-I-M-E. Mimology.
I. Go, Paula. Go, Paula. Honestly, that's church. That's church. That's the gospel that is playing the Drag Her House.
I'm sure the listeners will tell us if we're wrong. Maybe we are. I mean, and I'm not including UK and stuff, but yeah, has a queen won two and not made it to the final? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Let us know. Let us know.
Huh. So, okay. I have a million things I want to also talk about. Can we talk about this online drama that happened really quick where Ben LaCreme was like, I love season 13. This is what drag is. It's about supporting each other. And I'm so glad we're seeing sisters support each other and have fun together. That's what drag is. And Elliot replied, I wish this was true.
Oh, with the two T's.
With the two T's.
She came in with two cups of tea.
She came in with a cup okay. of tea and
what,
a cup of tenacity.
What do you think she means by that?
I mean, it's pretty, I don't know what exactly.
Speak on it, bitch. Speak on it.
Well, you know.
What's your theory, Nancy Drew, huh?
You know, I have spoken to her in the past.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod, comrade of the cast. And she said on that episode, if you got a chance to listen to it, she said.
I don't listen to this podcast.
Girl.
This podcast? No.
I agree. You shouldn't listen to your own voice.
I listened to this podcast when Nicole Byer was around. But
oh, my God. Now? I would like it. I would say, ever since Oscar Montoya joined, I cannot recommend. Cannot. she just said, like, you know, she always felt on the outside ever since the beginning. That's it. You know what I mean? She got voted out eight times.
I saw that. But a lot of that was herself.
Yes.
It's like a self-imprisonment sort of deal, you know?
Yes. There were some there was some choices made that weren't
okay.
That weren't.
Oh, she's trying to be okay. She's trying to be
there were some choices made.
She's running for office. Let's just put it that way.
Then what do you think? What do you think? Nope, too vague. So here's what happened. Okay, this week there's no mini challenge. Oh, I missed the mini challenge.
There was no mini challenge. I was like, this episode felt very, very rushed to me. It was like a weird.
Well, we had to talk to Scarlett Johansson, Oscar.
Oh my God.
Let's talk about it right now.
One season with two Academy Award nominated actresses. This season 13 is just far too much.
Far too much.
I
will say, I kind of, oh my God, why am I starting fights? But I really wanted Gottmik to say, why? I have a question. Why do you feel comfortable portraying acting roles that are POC and trans stories?
Wait, why Gottmik? Why would Gottmik say that?
Could have been anybody. ScarJo.
It should have been Candy. Candy Muse should have said something.
I know, but I mean, she's done a lot. As you know, ScarJo has famously said, if I want to play a tree, I'm going to play a tree.
Famously.
That was her,
leave
defense.
It in the tombstone.
Just saying. And she gives the incredible advice of acting is all about making a situation that's unreal feel very real.
But you don't understand. After I listened to that, I took the note and I booked all the jobs.
You booked all the jobs?
All the jobs. All the jobs are mine.
Oh my God, you're in that new Seth Rogen movie? Bash? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got that
Seth?
Role from him. I'm playing Seth Rogen.
Oh, my God. Book.
So listen to ScarJo. I mean, she's played an Asian woman. So, like, she knows what she's talking about. You know,
brave.
About snatching wigs.
She's turning look stunting pretty. She's the bitch from Appropriation City.
But the thing
City.
That we need. Hey. Hello. Hi, Madonna.
Listen to podcast Kill the Video Star. Okay. What do you think about Olivia getting the sweet role again?
She wanted it. She was gunning for it. And you know what? Nobody else wanted that role. It was
true.
Like, give it to Olivia, whatever. I mean, she plays it well. But you know, at this point, I can't be the only one who thinks this. I love Olivia. I think Olivia's so cute.
beautiful, but at truly this sweet.
Point, so sweet. So sweet. So nice.
Not in a
but
fake
at this
way,
point,
truly.
I'm a little like, okay, Olivia, yeah. What else you got? Like,
yes.
Okay.
I did
okay.
want to see something else. And I have friends like this who won't talk shit with me. And mm-hmm. there's me. Always a wall. Oh. But you're the one I'm talking shit about, sweetie. I can't invite you to those talks. But I do need, when someone can't talk any shit, I'm like, well, what are we going to do then?
I don't know. There are moments with Olivia Lux and that everyone calls her the Divalicious Diva.
Uh-huh.
That to me, I'm like, low key, Olivia might be the villain of the season. If you roll back the tapes and look at it, I think Olivia has done some wild ass shit. I feel like.
Yeah. There's
and she has this like, who was that? Okay, not to bring up problematic ass Harry Potter.
Oh,
but
God.
She's like Miss Umbridge in a way. You know, remember Miss Umbridge?
Sure, maybe.
Oh, God, she doesn't know. Okay, she's stupid.
Girl,
she can't
I'm not
read.
Literate.
Oh, my gosh, she can't read, of course.
Girl, I don't know.
She's
but
like,
please,
for those of you listening.
I'm on the edge of my seat. Tell me more about Miss Umbridge. You fucking theme park gay. You fucking. Tell me. We're all waiting
Whatever.
On bated breath. Tell
Whatever.
Me more about Miss Umbridge.
You frequent Busch Gardens like it's your job, bitch. Shut the fuck up.
I'm Dollywood.
She ain't Dollywood. Nuh-uh. No. The bitch ain't Dollywood. No. She's John Denver Wood. Okay?
Oh, bitch.
So anyway, like Miss Umbridge was like this quote unquote sweet teacher at Hogwarts who was actually like a villain, like straight up bad.
Uh-huh.
And Olivia has that vibe where it's like everything she has a little sting.
Is she the lady with a little sting? Laura Bush business suit? Is that Miss Umbridge?
Yes. Okay, so she knows.
Okay, I know. Thank you. Okay,
why are you
I'm
trying
here.
To pretend like you don't know?
I don't know.
Why are you trying
I just
to pretend.
While you're pretending, you're talking about theme parks, you're going to I wish you would. That's the word you're going to. I wish.
I can't. I don't like her. I don't like her anymore. I don't like
good,
her anymore.
Good. This is the last time we do a podcast ever. Good. Good. Why didn't we get the Dominique audition? Why did we have that moment? That would have been so
right?
fun.
Right?
Right? I do live for Candy saying, Dominique is the villain. Crazy, delusional. That's me.
That's me? But also... Let me ask you this.
Okay.
If you're a casting director, who would you cast in which roles?
Ooh. I mean, let me see if I get all the roles. I definitely wanted Simone in something different. I was like, Simone.
100%.
Love you,
she
but
was
you
miscast.
Got it. I think she should have done the sweet part. I mean, why the fuck not? She can do anything. I want to
Olivia's
see.
Part?
Yeah. Why
interesting.
Not?
Interesting.
Why not? Let's see Olivia, and then let's make Olivia. I don't know if I want to give her full villain. Mm-hmm. I don't think she could do it. So I would give her Ooh. Simone's part. I would do a swap there.
Okay.
Maybe she can just add a little bit of specificity to that part. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm lying about that. Rosé, I think Rosé's part is hard because it's just like a couple funny lines. I think it's a hard part.
You keep it as Rosé as the Butch Queen?
Rosé as the Butch Queen is probably the best bet there. I think that was probably well cast. And then for shits and giggles, we'll swap Candy and Gottmik.
Gottmik as the villain?
Yeah, why the fuck not? Let me see something new. I mean, I'm not saying it's the best casting, but I'm saying in terms of let's see something different. I feel like we already did see Gottmik do something kind of impish and cute and Paris-y. I felt like this was reminiscent of Paris.
Sure. And she did it well.
And why not see Candy be a big old giggly baby on the floor? That's kind of new.
That's true.
What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I think, listen, I want to see Simone as a villain. I wanted to see Simone. And you know she would have turned it the fuck
It would have been incredible.
Out. She would have turned it the fuck. It would have been iconic. Would have been legendary. Like
you're right. We would have had an iconic moment.
She would have killed it. And then I agree with you with Candy being the like ditzy girl who put, you know, fights the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Because she would kill that. And Olivia, I would.
You want to see her as I would butch put queen? Her as,
I would. No, I agree with you. I put her as like the smart one.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I would love to see Gottmik as the butch queen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fun. Why the fuck not?
Because we don't see, I mean, Gottmik is so femme that it would be fun to see her, like, really butch it up and mm-hmm. see what that, because we don't know that side of Gottmik, really,
mm-hmm.
you know?
I do agree most people were in their comfort zones in this challenge.
Oh, very much so. And, you know, maybe that is the, quote-unquote, safest thing to do this late in the game.
Right. But I will remember
but
this.
But it wasn't fun to watch.
No, I will forget this acting challenge pretty soon, unfortunately.
I've already forgotten it. I don't know what
honey,
episode
I
we're covering.
Did the, huh? I think Penny, we're talking about the finale. Are we doing
Penny,
the finale?
What the fuck is a Heather? That's, I think, the name of the movie.
Thank you. That should have been it. Henny. What the fuck is it? Who the fuck is Heather? Okay, I'm going to come. Okay, wait. We have to wait because I have too much to say about that. Let's talk about, before we get to the rehearsal drama, anything else I want to cover, which is, okay, one other thing I want to say is Candy misses Joey J. Funny.
Funny. Do you think they'll date?
What
do you think, Joe? How do you think Joey, like Joey J sitting in his apartment, looking at the footage, like, what do you think Joey J's take on that is?
I think he's thankful to get the screen time.
Oops.
I'm
wow.
saying,
okay, Jinx. Oh, wow.
I didn't care if Aquaria okay. was hitting me. I was thankful for the screen time.
That's a good impression.
I need to Jinx work on snatching. Her. I love Jinx so much. Okay. What were we saying? Joey J, no. But what about Olivia Utica? What about that romance that's been talked
yeah.
about?
Oh, yeah. Is this a fish?
I mean, no. I think they're just gay baiting us. I think they've just posted a picture
damn,
of them hugging
so
with no details. Yeah.
That's so sneaky. I mean, honestly, I think they're perfect for each other, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like, I do think they're right for each other.
I could see that. Those sweet, sweet.
I could see it. I could see it.
Overly kind people talking mm-hmm. about Sky Daddy all day. What's your favorite thing about Sky Daddy?
Wait, what are you talking
oh,
about?
Oh, that's who I call God. That's who I call God. Sorry. sorry.
Okay. I hate this.
I hate you.
I hate you.
I have one more thing to say before we totally go to break. And I, well, we'll talk about it now. How hard were the story editors working this episode?
They were sweating.
Sweating to make it look like Simone could possibly be in trouble.
I mean, at this point, it is laughably ridiculous.
Yeah.
And honestly, in a way, I don't know. I don't want to jump too far ahead of the boom, boom gun. But
you are the boom, boom gun.
I kind of bought into it. I was like, oh, while they were doing the shoot, I was like, ooh, maybe Simone might have to lip sync again. And girl, I was looking forward to it. I was like, I can't wait. Because there is nothing more entertaining than watching a Simone lip sync. I swear to God. I mean, that shit is...
Yeah.
If she could be in the bottom every week, I'd be here for it. I would love it.
Very... what did you think about her Ariana? Because I think that's a hard song to lip sync to. Her...
She was great.
Yeah, she was great. But
I
like,
thought she was so great.
It's a hard song, I think. It's
well,
so,
that specific song is like a little like,
it's so light. It's so like, it's I don't light. Know. It's light.
Like these like low tempos that aren't necessarily ballads
right.
are the hardest songs to lip sync to.
Truly. Because you're like, the second you do something too big, it looks desperate. If you yep. like do a jump split off stage, you're like, bitch, what?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I mean, yeah, we see some of that in today's episode, but we'll get to that.
We will.
Later.
Okay. I just want to say, bitch, God bless the story editors for putting in 60-hour work weeks to make that edit happen and make us get
60.
Scared for
Simone. That shit was 120 hours.
Thank
a week.
You. Well, we're going to talk more about my horrible sister, her terrible fashion.
I'm not related to you.
Oh.
We are not related.
And this episode.
We just share an ass. That's all. But I don't know you.
Share an ass. right after this break.
Hi,
Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Bring back my break. Well, I've spoken with the judges and we've made some decisions. Oscar Montoya. You're terrible. Please leave the main stage.
I refuse. I'm just waiting for that one. Just one contestant.
Right?
One contestant in Drag Race history.
That's not
Please
too much.
Refuse from being eliminated. That's
Please.
All I want.
Please.
That's all I want. That's why I'm gunning for Mono to be in season 25, and be the first person to go home and refuse to go home. That's all. That's what
it's
I want.
It's me
that's
against James Mansfield because it's just because they brought her back. All right. I would love.
And you lost the lip sync.
I lost. You shut up. I couldn't do it. I mean,
it's you versus Charlie Hyde, and you lost the lip sync.
Well, she was just, well, I mean, you know, she said the song was I'm Not Going Anywhere, and she didn't move anywhere, so it worked. But, what was I gonna say? Okay, yes, that would be funny if someone was like, no, I know you're filming All Stars in a couple weeks, I'm staying. Just, I'm going to hide over there and I'll be ready.
It has to happen. I can't believe that hasn't happened yet.
I know. It's
going
to
happen. I am secreting the shit out of it. I'm manifesting it. It's got to happen.
I hope
any
someone
queen that's listening to Drag Her, or literally anyone that's still listening to
you'll
Drag
be iconic. Yeah. All three of you.
Please, please audition for Drag Race to just refuse to go home.
Yes.
Please.
No, it would be super iconic, and honestly, you would be canon forever.
Truly.
And at that point, you're already eliminated, so you have nothing to lose.
At all.
Yeah.
You'd be infamous.
Yeah.
And you know they'll bring you back for All Stars right away.
I know. I know. I fucking want it. I fucking want it.
It has to happen.
It will. Secret
it has to happen.
So, okay, rehearsal drama. Let's talk about rehearsal drama. I mean, I guess we could just talk about the challenge itself. Well, let's see what happens. Workroom talks. Rosé has fan fear. Oscar, if you had fans...
What's the deal with Rosé?
Huh? What?
What's the deal with Rosé? What are your thoughts on Rosé?
I think Rosé is an interesting character.
Oh, a politician. Here we go.
No,
Running for office
I think Rosé is okay. truly an interesting character in Drag Race because I think she's so talented. Mm. I am wanting to see a little bit more rawness or like, I don't know, something from her. But I think she's just super fucking talented. And I think she's smart. I think she's funny. I want to see a little bit more mess.
Then why are you gritting your teeth, though?
Shut the fuck up.
Why are you grinding?
That's not
going to
be my narrative.
Though.
No, that is not my narrative. What do you think of Rosé? I think she's great. I mean, I'm just not super pumped for her to win, but I think she's great.
Yeah, to me, she seems like the second coming of Miss Cracker.
Uh-huh.
They're so similar to me that if I could exchange the two of them, they would be they're the same person to me.
Interesting.
They're the same person to me. Same narrative, same storyline, same everything.
Yeah.
And like, I know that's not New York drag, but in a way it feels very like Broadway drag vibes, like quote unquote comedy queens. Uh-huh. And I'm not saying that she's not funny because I do think Rosé's funny, but I think more than funny, I think Rosé is aware. She's a smart cookie.
She's smart.
And she knows how to play this game really well. Maybe a little too well that like it robs her of her personality a little bit. And I just want her to be messy.
Yeah.
And I think Rosé refuses to be messy. And, you know, I respect it as a as a competitor, you're playing the game well.
Mm-hmm.
But as a TV personality, come on, girl, get a little dirty.
Right. I mean, she's talking about fans. If you had fans, what advice would you give to like keeping your fans happy?
I would say why, number one. If I had fans, I'd be like, why? What? You sure?
You bitch.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think the big thing is I would love to know how many followers each queen got because of Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Rosé sort of... I don't think Rosé is getting fans from Drag Race itself. I mean, that's not true. That's actually not true because people love Rosé and these kind of queens. Like,
but thanks for lying. Thanks.
They do. I mean, she's not my kind of queen at all. She's like really not my flavor, but I respect that Rosé is a flavor.
I mean, she's so smart and competent. She could do anything well.
Yeah, she could do anything well, but she's not. If I would be like, oh, a Rosé personality, she's not like a personality queen.
Right.
She's like a professional queen that will get the job done.
Right. She could work.
But she's not a Candy Muse. She's not like a queen that will just like light up a room as soon as, well, that's not true either, because obviously it's a drag queen. You have to do that.
Right.
But like in terms of like the personality, it's not really there.
Yeah, it's like bottom line, if we met her in person, she would be incredible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I would have my life.
Right. But this is weirdly a TV show. It's weirdly, in a weird way, Drag Race is a little bit of a sitcom, too. And she's a little bit the voice of reason.
Yeah, she's the voice of reason.
Mm-hmm. That can be a tough role to play.
Mm-hmm.
See,
here's the thing. It's like the prerequisite for me to be like a drag queen is that you have to be delusional. You have to be.
You must.
You must, in a crazy way. Like Alyssa Edwards is the iconic drag queen that she is because she don't fucking know what real life is.
Right.
She does not know how real life works and like what the rules are. No, she don't know them.
Valentina, same.
Like, she's never lived a real life a day in her life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I love that. And I need that.
Yeah.
Rosé is too much in touch with reality for me to be like, because
I love the conversation. I mean, we need both types, right? We need both. Like, I get what you're saying. I also, like, my heart throbs for the craziest queens. Like,
your heart's not the thing that's throbbing, bitch.
Oh, my God. That's true. I do love fucking crazy. And I mean, I mean that. But I mean, we need both. And I have to say, I am glad there is like a diversity of queens on in terms of personality type in this final four. I'm glad that we, I mean, if we had all candies, I mean, think about a final four that can't, okay, how about this final four? This All-Stars final four.
It made me laugh.
Candy, Alyssa, Valentina, and Crunch, Crunch, Munch, Munch.
That
Silky
would have
Ganache,
to be the final lunch. Season of Drag Race. Because there's no way to top that.
It would be pretty funny.
There's no way to top it.
No way. Can't do it. Mm-mm. Okay, let's dig into this fucking acting challenge. This is so fucking crazy.
Okay, my question is why
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Why this?
Yeah, I have some opinions.
Is Honey, I Shrunk the Kids like a thing now that's popular again? Like,
not at all.
Why?
I think it's a really strange choice to do a parody of because one, it's a child's movie. Two, it's not topical.
It's for one child? Yeah. It's a child's movie.
Oh my God.
Not a children's movie.
But did you know what I was saying?
A child's movie.
Did you know what the fuck I was saying? Or are you too dumb to know what I was talking about? Did you know what I was talking about? Could you use context clues?
I don't know, girl. I had to use Google Translate to translate from stupid to English.
So it's a child's movie. It's a child's movie. It's a child's movie. It's not topical. It's not gay. So I'm like, why are we doing a parody?
Where in the gay cultural zeitgeist does Honey, I Shrunk? I'm sure gay archaeologists can dig up some sort of gay nugget in there, but like...
Rick Moranis? No, girl. He ain't gay.
No, although, I love me some Rick Moranis. But Rick Moranis should have been the fucking guest instead of ScarJo.
That to me would have been the only thing
that
made
culture.
Sense.
That's gay culture.
That's the gay culture.
That's
getting
gay
Rick Moranis
on
Zoom.
If you got Rick Moranis,
that's gay culture, and that's to drag.
Even for Rick Moranis to be like, "Why am I here?
Yeah,
what? I really can't help you at all. Like, I love what you do, but I've never seen this show.
I play one character in everything. I can't help you.
That's gay culture, bitch.
And that's gay culture. Oh my God. Okay, so. A moment of silence for this funeral of an acting challenge.
Was there any saving grace in this acting challenge?
Okay, here's what I will say. Some of the jokes inside of it could have worked.
Clarify.
Some of the jokes were funny in there, but they were kind of bogged down by the plot of it. The plot.
Be specific, bitch. What joke?
Oh, God, I didn't write it down.
Okay,
toxic overhead lighting could be funny.
Where? In what reality?
Girl, it can be funny. Here's the problem.
In what reality is what I want to know?
So me and you, jumping on India Farah's breastplate is
okay,
funny.
Okay, that's funny. That's funny. That's funny.
Okay, here's my main thing, and you know this because we're both weird comedy freaks.
Mm-hmm.
We say, even in anything, we're like pattern, not plot, right? Like, we're even talking about funny improv, funny whatever, sketch, pattern, behavior. Not you have a fun thing you say about behavior. Please illuminate me.
I do?
Well, you're like, behavior is game. Game is behavior.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what the heck? You've been reading my book, bitch.
Girl, I mean, I'm paying attention. I know you're sleeping, but I'm awake. Behavior, right? And this was
too behavior.
Much plot.
Yeah. And also, it fits in the Drag Race lexicon. It's like, the queens we remember have a catchphrase. You know what I mean? Like, where was that?
Right.
What?
Dare say it would have been better if the challenge was, you are Alyssa Edwards. You are playing Aja. You are playing Kimchi. Like,
well, because it was a self-referential thing about like an untucked episode, right?
Right.
So why can't we just reference the wide berth of untucked footage? Why
Absolutely.
Can't we recreate that?
We do need a redo of the untucked lip sync challenge because
we
love that.
We definitely do. We definitely do.
Yes.
And there's been bigger moments in the untucked lounge.
Totally.
The Interiors
ever
Illusions
since that was
lounge.
Season
Remember
five
that?
When we did it last.
Yeah.
We have enough. You kidding
but
me?
It was so weird. I just didn't get it. I didn't get it. I did not understand it at all. I mean, they were having fun with the green screen. That's like the the reason why they did it.
Maybe.
But it didn't feel like they should have had more fun with the green screen.
I agree. Was it a COVID thing where they were like, we need something really green screen driven because of COVID times? I don't know.
I don't know, girl.
I don't know.
It was a miss for me, dog. Like, all the way.
I didn't love it. I really didn't. I mean, I'm being nice because I think I get why it was challenging to do this, but I think a few things could have really fixed this, namely impersonate queens. Also, what a fun redemption from Snatch Game. If you had a rocky Snatch Game or you had a good Snatch Game, great, great. You're impersonating a character. We're giving
Here's the
you
thing.
One.
And I've said it once and I'll say it again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that we see enough, especially for a self-referential show as Drag Race, drag queens impersonating other drag queens. We mm-hmm. see it every once in a blue moon on Snatch Game
mm-hmm.
when like Violet Tchotchke does.
But they seem to not love that anymore. So why not do it here?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Why not? Why not?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's a missed opportunity, I think.
Yeah. This was strange. Yes, everyone should have gone out of their comfort zone.
But also
zone.
The plot of this, too, is like, okay, so this this evil drag queen shrinks them with overhead light. Okay, okay. I don't really get why, but okay. They shrink down, and then a cat shows up.
Wait, they climb up a table. They climb up a table and then realize they will die if they jump off the table.
It weirdly feels like a de-heightening from the actual source material. Don't
yeah.
they fight spiders in the movie?
Yes.
Why are they fighting cats? And I guess
I think they fight a cat.
Jokes,
but whatever.
It's
but
producible. They should be fighting like lice in a drag queen's wig that they fight. They should be
That's
fighting.
That's fun.
Like,
That's more.
Do you
fun.
Know what I mean? Like
that is
freaking
more fun.
Crabs, like STD crabs.
That's
down.
More. Fun.
You know what I mean? Like what?
That is
why
so funny.
Why are we doing this?
Right. What? That could be fun. I mean, it maybe even be more RuPaul-centric. I'm trying to think of like they get inside RuPaul's makeup bag or something, which is like the oldest place in the world. And it's like, you know what I mean? It's like equivalent to the tombs.
Oh, they go to Land of the Lost?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's
like,
cute.
Whoa, this place is so old. Like they still have, you know, fucking landlines.
Charlie
lines.
Hyde, you're here. And then there's a Charlie Hyde cameo.
Charlie Hyde joke.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We get a Lady Bunny joke.
Yeah, Lady Bunny. Lady Bunny can make a cameo.
Yeah,
but
I thought
you
it
know,
was complicated.
That was not this. That was not this.
You episode. Know what it reminded me of? Do you remember All Stars 3 when they did this? The one of the strangest acting challenges that ever existed. The bridesmaid
in the most confusing season of Drag Race ever.
Yes, mm-hmm. Most chaotic season.
that was truly like a Wild West season. Like what the. Fuck was
it was
happening.
Truly a Chernobyl moment for Drag Race where it just
like, was like anarchy.
The reactor blew up. I don't know what's happening. Okay, remember the challenge where it's like bridesmaids, Erin Brockovich.
Oh, yeah, the mashups.
The mashup Oscar movie thing.
Mm-hmm.
Reminded me of that a little bit. Okay.
But what? The difference is that those movies are gay icon movies.
Okay, interesting, interesting.
Nomi Malone.
Was that
you know,
a Nomi?
You got
uh-huh.
There was a little showgirls moment there.
Okay.
Whatever happened to Baby Jane. You know, like.
Oh, you're talking about All Stars 2.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Oh, that's
that
the one,
one
where Morgan McMichaels goes home.
Yes, where she squacks.
The girls
like a
trip.
Goose. Girls trip, thing. Bridesmaids. Erin Brockovich
see.
Thing. That one
yeah,
that was
weird.
No,
that
the All Stars 2 one was pretty good.
Yeah. That yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
Uh-huh.
That was a hot mess. All Stars 3 was a
Shaw,
hot mess.
We take the Shaw. We wear the crown.
Yeah.
Iconic. Where are my people at? Okay, and cussing reverses the curse in this very interesting story. Okay.
My savage beauty, is that what Candy kept saying over and over
yeah,
again?
No,
that
my
shit
wicked,
was funny.
My
oh, my wicked,
wicked
beauty.
My wicked, but that's the wrong one. The wickedness, my beautiful wickedness.
Wickedness. That shit is so funny. Oh my God, my wicked beauty. I wish they kept that line because that shit
too.
Was so funny to me.
Me too, yeah. I would say, okay, what movie parody should they have done? Let's do something gayer that they haven't already done.
Oh my God.
Okay, I've said this before, I'll say it again. And I mean, why don't they do a parody of a gender swap movie? Why don't we do, they do like five Mrs. Doubtfires, or Mrs. Doubtfire meets Tootsie meets Juana Man meets other thing.
Thank you for, I mean, this episode is dedicated to Juana Man.
Meets black chicks. Oh my God. Justice for black chicks. I think it's a wonderful movie.
I think we need to see more of, do you know that movie, Cats and Dogs, where it's like animals against
okay,
each other?
Yes.
Let's do that. Let's have drag queens in dog drag and cat drag, and they're just fighting the shit out of each other. Something stupid. We don't see enough stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like, Honey, I Shrunk the Drag Queens is like Mad Lib stupid. That's a right. little predictable. But like, no, let's see an honest to goodness, like fucking Spy Kids.
Right?
Or what drag queens want. You know what I mean? Like, we saw what women
want.
Oh
my God, that's a great idea.
Let's see what drag queens want.
That is a great idea. And oh my God.
That's what I want to see. That's what I
want. And if you're going to get shrunk down, yeah, gayer places. Why don't they get shrunk down and get trapped in a pair of gray sweatpants? You know?
Oh.
Come on.
And that's the ending. They find a pit crew's, they go inside a pit crew's
Why didn't they climb a pit crew boy?
And then that's it. They live happily ever after.
That is such a better ending. Never mind. All my life I was looking for a package and I found it. You know what I mean?
It writes itself, bitch. It writes itself.
The battle of the bulge ain't no battle. It's heaven.
Mm-hmm. It's won, bitch. I won. Ooh, I won the battle of the bulge.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, now I'm horny. Okay, now I want this. I do want to be nestled in a giant.
But it could have been better. That's the thing. It's like, bald. It just could. Was that really the final draft of that? Really? You couldn't do a couple more drafts of that movie?
Yeah,
okay.
I do feel like, I would, I mean, I'm going to sound a little harsh, but I do feel like it was one of the last things on the to-do list. You know? It felt like, should we do this or should we do that? And they're like, I guess we'll do an acting challenge. I was ready for another design challenge or something.
Me too.
Something
Especially
weirder.
Since we have such strong design queens this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, this acting challenge felt so late in the game to me.
Right. When was our ball this season? When was our ball?
Like the second episode.
Okay.
Like really, the
back
ball.
Oh, we had so
ball.
Many looks. That's right. Yeah.
It was so quick. It was, yeah, I feel like this would have been the ball challenge.
Mm-hmm. Is there a weird challenge that we're like, wait, why haven't they brought that back? Is there one that you're like, we need to do that again? Do we need to do Shakespeare again?
But you know what would be the fucking epic?
What?
The most epic shit that would happen?
What?
Is if they did another Snatch Game episode.
That would be good.
Like, they would prepare one Snatch Game and then they would have to do like an impromptu other Snatch Game where they're like, fuck, I didn't come with another character prepared.
Girl.
They would have to figure it out.
I have a really good pitch for that. Want to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Want to hear it? Do you really want to hear it? They should do...
No, but for the sake of the podcast, let's hear it.
They should do Snatch Game of Fortune. And Snatch Game of Fortune is a bag with celebrities in it, including...
Girl.
Hard to do celebrities like
Girl.
Whitney, Beyonce, ones that have passed, like failed
the
in
cursed,
the past.
The cursed celebrities.
You can go, yeah. And they should have done it on season 13
I'm gagged.
Because it's,
I'm
hello, cursed.
Fully gagged.
It's cursed fully gagged. Season, Snatch Game of Fortune.
Also, it was marketed as a season of twists.
Right.
It's, that's a twist.
Right. That's a twist. And be like, sorry, you brought Donatella. Well, guess what? You got to find a way to make...
oh, my God. And one of
Gaga
them...
Lady Gaga funny. You got to make Lady Gaga work, honey.
Yes.
Go.
One of them in the... Oh, you know what it should be? It should be queens that have... Like, you have to do the celebrity that queens fucking fucked up in Snatch Game history.
Love that. Then that's a great way to pay homage to the show, which we
Snooki,
love.
Exactly what the show loves to do.
Yes. Yes. Bring them back from the dead.
Snooki.
Uh-huh.
Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
RuPaul.
Ooh, the resurrection. The resurrection of Snatch Game.
Yes.
I think Jessica Wilde's RuPaul is fantastic. Not kidding. Not joking.
No, I love it. It was completely mental and I loved it.
Yeah.
Who else?
Bad ones? There's a lot. Sharon Needles.
Katy Perry, bitch.
Katy Perry, Rue Never.
Katy Perry.
Sharon Needles was a strange one. Sharon Needles, Max's Sharon Needles.
Right.
What else? Raven Simone was done a little bit.
Odd. Yeah, okay, listeners, y'all got to help us with this.
Gigi Gorgeous.
Give us suggestions for
really
shitty Snatch Game.
Phaedra. Kennedy did Phaedra, which was so shocking after she did such an incredible Lil Richie.
Oh, God.
Okay.
See, the thing, that's the curse. If you do well and if you come back to All Stars.
I know. It's scary.
You don't do so good.
Okay, let's talk about these critiques a little bit, but whatever. What do we think? I mean, I do want to say Cynthia Erivo is incredible.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen the video of her singing the Color Purple song?
No, God.
Bitch. Is that song called I'm Here or something?
She really is legendary, bitch.
I'm Here.
And she gets full right to play American historical icons.
Yes.
Because she got a history. I mean, that resume is like, oh shit, you play only American legends.
Incredible. I'm going to send you this YouTube link of her singing I'm Here from The Color Purple on stage.
Work.
It is...
God, she
one
really
of
can
the
do it
best,
all, huh?
And it's filmed on stage, which is like never good, but like it is transcendent. She breaks through the lens. She's
also she's like the first, like not repeated guest that has shown up for the show, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
So that's interesting. I wonder what the tea was there.
I wonder who the fuck knows? I wonder if she was like, I want to do it. Do you feel safe? She was like, yeah, I'll do it. I don't know.
She's like, I'm immune to everything. I'm God level.
I'm Cynthia Erivo. Have you seen, do you know what notes my body can hit?
Yeah.
My hot and flexible body. Do you know how many positions it can bend in?
I sing that will, my vibrations will like shatter any COVID germs that might be in the vicinity.
Okay, here we go. Simone could have done more, but how funny is it that Simone, they were like, we didn't think you did good, but then we saw you on camera and you're so good. You did something better than we thought you did in rehearsal.
It's so confusing to me. It's confusing to me because, you know, like I said earlier, like I really was expecting her to lip sync for her life because she was supposed to play the smart character.
Uh-huh.
And like she played it, she did Simone. So like, honestly, what the judges are saying is like, we just love you doing you.
Mm-hmm.
But any other season, and honestly, any other contestant, she'd be ready for Phil.
Yes.
As cartoony as we wanted you to play. She had like a tiger print like dress, which she looked stunning in, of course.
Right.
But they're like, that's not what a smart girl would wear.
Right.
Where are the comedy glasses that all these fucking drag queens seem to buy holes?
Right. Expecting something Trixie-esque. With the books and the glasses.
Exactly. And to me, it just felt a little like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I was very confused by that.
Well, let's talk about the main stage then. Because that is also a funny... Simone is truly water off a duck's back. Because nothing sticks to her.
No.
Rue looks gorge, silver robe, frosty white blowback, classic Rue.
Before we get there, I do want to say that talking head of Simone being vulnerable, and like shout out to the House of Avalon because they are sickening.
Love them.
Was really nice. Like I loved that. Like it just felt very real. Simone's whole thing of like,
there we go, and that's why she's easy to love.
And honestly, not that I'm comparing queens, but I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you take it, like Rosé and Simone's storylines are very similar in that idea of like, I have to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of who sells that storyline better, I'm buying Simone's whole
story. Yeah, I think you're right. Unless,
like,
you
I'm buying Rosé's on sale. I'm buying Simone's wholesale, bitch.
Totally. You're like, it's in season. I don't care if it's top dollar. Yum, yum, yum. I bought it on eBay at a jacked up price. I don't care.
I know. Seriously.
But I mean,
it's higher than the market value, bitch. Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's a Rosé cry on the editor's cutting room floor?
It has to happen, I think.
Yeah.
For Rosé to make it cry. To the very end. It has to, I think it has to happen.
You better cry. Cry to the left. Cry. Cry some more.
Cry to the camera.
Bring up trauma on the runway. Okay. Okay. I agree with you.
I love that Blair St. Clair single.
Shh. Burr. Okay. Work. Rue's classic Rue. Rue's gorgeous. That's all I have to say about that. Simone. Here's what I want to talk about. Simone comes out in a giant pocket and they love her so much. She wore a Tina Burner wig.
I mean, girl.
And they
I thought we were done with that color scheme. I thought we were done
I did
with
too.
That color scheme.
And truly did Tina give that wig to her because...
It's got to be a yet. Right?
I think Unless, so.
I mean, the thing that I'll say is that, I mean, Simone's look was a reference to Haley Williams, I think her last
who?
Name is.
Educate
the lead
me.
Singer of Paramore.
Okay, I heard
I
her say that.
I
want to
say it's Haley Williams. So, like, I get it. I get that it's very misery business of her.
Is that the hair she wears?
I mean, it's a drag version of Haley's hair
okay.
from Misery Business, and that stage of her life.
Okay.
But I want to, for I got to fact check this.
I mean, talk to me. I mean, I'm looking up Haley Williams, and, you know, she looks like a rocker chick. But I'm
yeah,
not
it is
seeing...
Haley Williams. Okay.
I'm not looking.
Just type Haley Williams Misery Business and like you'll see the hair.
Okay. And
I get it. I get the vibe. I get the look. But I was like, girl.
Yeah.
Damn. To
I
have
was,
the audacity
oh,
to wear
I see
Tina
the hair
Burner's
now.
Colors.
I was surprised.
And for her to look good. I mean.
Wow. I see it now. I didn't know that reference at all. So I was just like.
See, that's why you need me to guess.
Thank you. And only guessed. Thank you for that is interesting. It is a choice. I did not know that. So I was just like, oh, that's the only wig I've seen her wear that isn't stunning.
Yeah. I was a little, I was not into the wig. I was not into it.
Yeah, I wasn't here for
but
it.
But if the reference is Haley Williams, I understand.
Sure. Sure. Okay. Interesting. Huh. She is giving something different. I think she was like eager to give a totally different silhouette, you mm-hmm. know, and she always does that.
Yeah.
So
is this a chirp or a burp?
The giant pocket and zipper is so cool. It is definitely still a chirp.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a chirp as well.
Work. Olivia giving gorgeous silver. Try the gray stuff. It's delicious. With a white wig. She
Disney
looked.
Gay. Disney gay.
Disney
right
gay.
There.
Fuck off. She looks incredible, but is this
uh-huh.
pocket?
But I'm feeling a but.
You know, I'm gonna keep this long story short and say it is still a chirp because she... looks
interesting.
Really gorgeous.
Interesting.
Maybe the most gorgeous she's ever looked.
Interesting.
What do you think?
I mean, you know, I think Brita Filter looks incredible. I think Brita Filter looks real snatched. But this is a Brita Filter look, bitch.
Burp. Is that and what are okay? And what do you mean?
I mean,
by that?
Here's the thing.
What do you
mean? This looks like a Brita Filter look, and I think Brita Filter looks better.
Wow.
That's what I'm gonna say to that.
Okay, work. Okay, so are you gonna chirp it or burp it?
I'm gonna burp it because it's
wow.
like a straight up copy of a look that's been done already.
Wow.
By another queen who has that look. Yeah.
Wow, nah. Girl, nah, nah. Coming for blood. You don't give a shit.
Listen, I'm not trying to be a politician like you. I don't give a shit. Let me be messy. Let me be.
Please, go. Say more. Rosé gives us Maude, black and white, high knot hair. What do you think?
Not too crazy about it.
It's.
I don't know. Rosé's is like, I don't. Her trajectory is like hits and misses in terms of like taste.
Right.
This one, in theory, feels like a chirp, but for some reason, it makes Rosé... really small. And actually, here's what I will say. This is why it's getting a burp for me.
Okay.
Is because we saw her in that stunning, tight, pink bodysuit in the maxi challenge.
Uh-huh. You like that.
That I was like, oh, Rosé can pad really well and has body yaddy yaddy for days.
Uh-huh.
We didn't see that. The most impressive thing about Rosé's look was her eye makeup.
And yeah.
Other than that, it's I'm not crazy about it. It's a burp for me.
Interesting. So you liked her look in the Max Challenge because I thought that was a little funny. I mean, I thought
funny
it was more
way?
Funny than sickening.
The body, bitch, the body's padded.
The
body's
the body
snatched.
Was good, but she looked.
What are you clocking?
I don't know the hair combo of it all. It was a little
okay, whatever.
Bit,
the hair's the hair, but the body's snatched, bitch.
The body, yeah, the body's snatched.
She trim just, spa, baby. What are you talking
trim
about?
Trim spa, baby. Yeah, I mean, you're right. I just did not love the maxi challenge look, but I think this is good, but I agree that, like, she won the challenge wearing this, which is not, it's not shocking, but it's not, it's certainly not
it's
as
serviceable.
Gaggy.
It's serviceable.
Should Gottmik have won over her?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Do you think they're trying to even out the numbers?
And here's what I'll say is that, to me, I was thoroughly gagged when Rosé won because I was not seeing that. The editors must have dropped the part where Rosé shone. But to me, I was a little like, okay.
Uh-huh.
Rosé was truly whatever to me. The winner of that challenge is and will continue to be and for and always will be Gottmik.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think this was just a little bit of shenanigans because we're trying to give ourselves a more exciting finale where it's like a little bit more even in the wins category.
But it's like, if you do that, like, can we just edit it where we agree with the win?
Right,
it just
right.
Is like, this is the easiest thing. This is what y'all do for a living.
Right.
Is manipulate people's thoughts. Like, what? Why are you... Y'all must have been slacking or something. What the hell?
Are you bringing up the UK finale? Now the UK season 2 finale? Because that's... Okay, this is still a chirp for me. No comment. Chirp for me. This is great.
Rosé's look.
It is. It is good. It is really... It's good. It's a chirp. I'm not blown back, but it's good.
Hmm.
Okay, Candy. Candy comes out as
oh no.
I wrote down
I mean,
the Karen of
God,
Chromatica.
Candy, why? Why?
Why?
Oh no.
She looks
why?
Like she's mad.
Who told her? Who was like,
she's
girl, you need to, this is good.
She is a citizen of Whoville and she is marching into the Bed Bath and Beyond to return her candle.
No, she bitch. Is... She was excommunicated from Whoville. That shit went to Whatville. Like, what the fuck are you wearing?
It was strange.
Girl.
It was
girl. There was just so much. There was so much. What, like, the first of all, the wig.
The wig.
The fucking flat ass wig. Like, no.
No.
No, Candy.
No,
not
no,
for you,
no,
babe.
No.
Babe. You cannot, girl. You cannot do that. You
she
cannot do a short
51% of this bus driving company. That's what I'll say. She is. It was strange. I think she was so eager to give us something different and she didn't know when the Pockets runway was coming. Right?
That's the thing. I was thinking that. See, that's the fatal flaw
of
not knowing the order of your looks. She thought she could have. This could have been acceptable if this was week 2 or 3.
Yes, she could snake by.
Nah.
Not here.
No.
No.
Like, what is it, girl? Like, what? Mana, what was it?
I don't know.
Okay, if you were Candy Muse, and if I was going to make an outfit for you, and you had to describe that look, what would you tell me?
Okay, you're going to love this look. Here's what I'll say. First of all, what do you want everyone to think when you come in the room? Shoulders, right? So we're going to make your shoulders look 3 times bigger, okay? We're going to do it. I have this pleather. You're going to love it. I have pleather. I have this boa that just committed suicide.
Ew, the boa. Oh, the trimming. Oh, the boa. Oh,
and
God, oh.
I recovered these pockets from a dumpster. What do you think, gal? How is 2K sound? Fair?
How are you going to put these pockets together, though?
Oh, I ran out of glue and tape, but my cat's spit is quite adhesive. So I'm just, if that's okay with you, what do you think?
Do you also make wigs, too? Because I'm thinking about a wig, too.
Oh, my God. Actually, I have this manila folder I was going to throw away, but if you actually bend it over your, oh my God, look, it's a wig. Girl.
Hey, I don't know. I don't know. Here's the thing. Candy cannot pull off this look. She just can't. She just can't. She shouldn't. She should never do artsy drag ever. That's not her gig. I think she's trying to pull off the Crystal Method sort of vibe. It's not her look. It's not her gig. It's not her job. Yeah,
it's a burp. It's a burp. She knew it, which I kind of got a lot.
She knew it.
She was like, this isn't it, girls. I don't know.
She knew it.
I got confused.
But then why still wear it?
Right.
Why don't you just get a fucking black dress and then just sew a pocket on it?
You know what would have been better? Could she have made a pita pocket? I mean, I want to see her in like a half moon shaped pita pocket.
And that ain't Candy's gig though. No.
I don't know.
What she should have done is worn a dress. It's very similar to the dress she wore in the challenge, Honey, I Shrunk the Drag Queen. Uh-huh. A stunning dress with the teeniest, tiniest little pocket, like Olivia's purses, just on the shoulder, just a teeny
that
tiny little pocket.
That would have kind of been funny, just to be like, and literally 100%. Come out on the runway and be like, just pointing.
There it is. Just put your pinky finger in the pocket.
If you brought something small to put in there, like one M&M.
Like a tiny, yes, a Tic Tac, bitch, a Tic Tac.
A Tic Tac, that's canon, and that's referencing the show.
That's canon.
That's good. That's
bitch,
good.
Bitch, why? Why are we not designing these outfits for these queens?
I don't know. Because we have no talent? I don't know.
That's 100%. But we can't literally
why.
Do the
oh,
work.
Oh, shit, that's why.
We can't do it.
It's a burp. We're not qualified. All
we're not designers? Okay. We can't. No, we're not seamstress. No, okay. Great.
Yes. And okay. And we have no style? Got it. Okay, work. I'm kidding. You have style. I don't. And that's not a roast. That's just a fact. That's just a fact, honey.
And that story's for another day.
But that's a story for another day.
Mono Agapian loves dick.
Girl, what?
Oh, God.
Okay. Let's now finally talk about Gottmik Trench with the watch dripping dress.
What is there to talk about? The thing, you know, here's the thing.
I know what you're going to say.
On me
I
so
know what
much.
You're going to say.
What am I going to say, bitch? What am I going to say?
Who can afford this look? That's what I was going to say. I'll say, who the fuck can afford to glue 100 even cheap watches
bitch.
On a bodysuit?
I know. That's very true, actually.
Girl.
And that's very true.
What were you going to say?
The thing is, to me, it's like, how do you not love Gottmik after
she
explained the Hercules reference?
That
it
was funny.
So I was like, girl, I'm in love with you.
I was
marry
like,
me. Gottmik, marry me. First of all, I think Gottmik is the trade of the fucking season, number one.
Agree.
From jump, I said she's the trade of the
agree.
Season.
Agree.
But after being that dorky ass Hercules reference, I was like, man, I need Gottmik. To be my husband.
I'm very obsessed. The talent is there. The fact that this episode, like in his talking head, he was like, I guess I'm good at comedy. I guess I understand how joke structure works. Huh.
I love that surprise. Huh. It's like, those are the moments that you live for. It's like the Trinity K. Bonet moment of like, oh, I'm coming into my own power.
Mm-hmm.
Gottmik is realizing this in the show. And mm-hmm. I might be eating my words, bitch.
But
that might be the reason she wins season 13.
Which one reason?
The growth.
The growth. Yeah.
The growth.
I mean,
bitch,
it's her or Simone, and it might be.
Yeah.
Gottmik.
I mean, that's bitch. That's who are you shocking? Nobody.
Right. That
but
part. This is a big old chirp. It's definitely my favorite. It's the caca of the week for sure.
Everything works. The makeup. The hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
The look. I mean, everything. Everything's on point.
Really good. Oh, I will say this. I'm curious to see what a different wig would have looked like on it, but
you're so hateful.
I'm just saying.
You're like, so hateful.
I'm just saying.
You got a student coming in with A+ work and you're like, it could have been better.
No.
You're so hateful.
No.
You're so evil.
Whatever.
You're
you so like hateful. Candy's alien look, so shut the fuck up.
It was good and
shut,
I still stand by
sit
it,
the
bitch.
The fuck down.
Don't come for me.
Don't
because
try it, little girl.
Come to, bitch.
I hate you.
I said what I said. I like Candy Muse's look, and I said what I said.
Okay, you sure did. You said what you said, and you did what you did. Okay, that's it. That's pretty much the long and short of it. Okay, let's talk about this. Rosé wins. Let's talk about this lip sync. We got Olivia and Candy.
Mm-hmm. Were you nervous at all? Who were you predicting to go home?
I did think Olivia would go. Obviously, we had the who should go home moment, and they all say Olivia.
Right.
But I just thought...
And then Olivia does this weird pause. Like, that I didn't really get.
That is interesting because it mimics the pause. Did you notice that mimics the pause she did inside of the acting challenge? In the acting challenge, there's a moment where Rue asks who should go home, and she paused in the acting challenge. And then it also happened on the main stage, and I wasn't sure if it was produced or not.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You know it was produced. Probably. You know she didn't stay there for like 5 hours.
Right. Well, they told us she did, but we'll, you know, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Were you nervous? What did you think?
I was a little nervous. Mm-hmm. I was a little nervous because she's no stranger to the bottom. So I was like, ooh, oh no. And you know, there's only so much a drag queen does. They could be sickening as hell, but there's only so much before RuPaul will get tired of a queen.
And totally. Send.
So I was nervous. And Olivia, we've seen her in the bottom before and in the top, lip syncing for her life. And she's a good lip syncer. I think she.
I thought they were great. I thought it could have almost been a double Shantae.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
It was very close.
It was close.
Olivia, you know, sashayed away, but bitch, it could have been Candy. And I would have been like, okay, I see it.
Yeah. It really could have gone either way.
And you know, the lip sync was, the song is a Cher song that not a lot of people know.
Oh, man, I think it's a great lip sync song. Okay. No, come for Cher. That'll work good with the queer Illuminati.
I'm not coming
come
for Cher. I'm not coming.
No, that's
for
a smart
Cher.
Choice.
I will never come for
Tell
Cher.
Tell me why Cher's
I'm just
bad.
Saying, the fact that you are so gaga over that specific
this is a
song,
good song to lip sync to.
Oh my god, I love that song. I had it in my original iPod.
You
15,000
years
ago.
I am not Donald Trump. Fuck off. Listen, my original iPod. You would have had one too if you could afford it, but you are not that kind of girl.
Bitch, I was sticking to my Zoom player. Thank
Ew!
You very much. There was nothing wrong
Ew.
With it.
Sterilize yourself.
Wrong with it.
Sterilize yourself, bitch. That is disgusting. Don't ever say that again. This is a great song. It's funny. It's emotional. It's easy
funny.
To connect to.
Funny.
Cher is funny. You gotta go.
Bitch, the song. I'm not talking about the artist, bitch. I'm talking about that song.
Okay, so what's wrong
and
with
yes,
the song?
Yes, I get it.
What's wrong with the song?
It was a whatever song. Don't tell me it was a fucking... Don't tell me
it's
it was a fucking
hit.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves when it was just strong enough,
oh my god,
bitch.
That is a way worse song to lip sync to.
Well, yes, I agree with you there. But it's not a... that song is better than Strong Enough.
No. False.
Wow.
False.
Wow.
Strong Enough. I just want to see if there's any facts about it. The song was released, okay, is the second single from the album, Believe. Okay, work.
Right, which is a great lip sync song.
Okay.
But they did that already.
The song had less success than Believe. Shocker. It peaked. This will shut you up. On the Billboard Hot 100, it peaked at number 57.
Case closed, bitch. Case closed. You just shot yourself in the foot, bitch. Don't you dare come for me anymore. Don't you dare come for me anymore.
57, honey.
You know that song came on and you were like, it took you a moment to be like, wait, what song is this? Like, it took, we were like, we know that that's Cher, but huh?
No, I knew it. I mean, the only thing that would have...
Because you're basic. That's why you knew it.
Here's what I'll say. The only thing that would have made me happier if it was a Cher song from Burlesque. I would have shit
now that's
on
the
floor.
Move, bitch. That's the move.
If it was
show a little
wagon wheel Watusi,
yeah,
show a little.
Bitch, that's the move.
If it was fucking Welcome to Burlesque, die.
That's the move. But what I'm saying is that there are so many better. Bitch, where's Turn Back Fucking Time?
Okay.
Where's Turn Back Time? If you got the Cher catalog.
Well, I mean,
where's In His Kiss
oh.
from Mermaids?
Oh, okay. Whatever. Okay, stop Googling names of song, Cher songs. Fuck off.
That's what I want to know.
I'm sick of you.
There's better songs out there, is what I'm saying.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
That being said, the Queens had a lot of fun.
I loved it.
And they had fun with each other.
They
which
did.
Is what I really liked.
Candy was funny without being over rehearsed. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you saw Untucked, but she had like a moment. She had like a health scare in Untucked.
Health scare?
Well, yeah, she had like a blood pressure issue and the medic had to come and she had a panic attack. It was the only thing that happened in Untucked, but it was cool. Cynthia Erivo comforted her. It was when you saw what, you know, she kind of went through and then performed, it was even more impressive.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Candy was going nowhere. It was destined for Olivia to go home this week. And that's the sad truth of it.
The sad truth of it. I hope she comes back messier. Can't wait to see what else she does. Can't wait to
see.
She'll
be back for All Stars.
Yeah.
I think.
And by what else she does, I mean Utica. I can't wait to see her do Utica. That'll
be a
real
God,
treat.
You're so stupid.
Love it. Okay, I'm going to read this. Before we go, I'm going to read this review because we want y'all to review, you know, give us this Apple Podcasts, like, little 5-star review, girl. We need it.
Work.
It feeds us. It fills us up like hungry little bottoms, huh? And this one is really good. It's from The Pit of Me of... Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
She's having
the
she's
epitome
having
of sass.
You are stupid.
It was
if you
a run-on
can't read
word.
That glorious
it was a run-on
name,
word.
That shit is brilliant. I'm so sorry.
It was
sorry
all lowercase run-on.
This is
the epitome of
this
sass.
This is a low. This is a new low, even for this podcast.
I hate you. The epitome of sass is a pure joy. I love how Mono recaps the episodes. He's very articulate and picks up details I would miss from watching
you
the episodes.
Sure?
Love the rapport with guests, especially Nicole, Oscar, and Rachel. Hilarious all around.
Oh.
Thank you, the pit of me sass. Thank you.
You're so stupid. I want you to revoke that 5-star review.
If you had fun, if you had fun, what else should these listeners listen to, Oscar, if they had fun with us today?
Hey, listen, if you had fun, especially with our chemistry, our shady-ass chemistry together, y'all should listen to Podcast Killed the Video Star, our very own music video podcast where we try to find the definitive top 100 music videos of all time. It's like TRL, but gayer and browner.
It is. Thank you. It is so fun, so dumb, so queer. And you get a vote in the whole damn thing by interacting with us at Podcast Kill the Video Star on Instagram. It's so fun.
Work.
So fucking fun.
It's so fun. Listen, if you... And you know what? Even if you hate us, first of all, why are you listening? Second of all, hate listen to us at Podcast Kill the Video Star.
Do it. Do it. And tell us how wrong we are at our Instagram.
Tell us how wrong Mono is for sure.
Fuck. Oscar, I do love you.
I love you too.
But it says everything about my bad taste in men.
Wow.
But if you had fun, I hope we see you real soon, gal. And till next week and the next week and the next week, Thanks for listening to Drag Her.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Wait, before we go.
Talk to me.
Who's going to win this season?
Oh, good. I like this. What a teaser.
100% prediction right 100%, now. 100%.
Okay, that's smart. That's smart. You're right. 100% prediction. My money's on Gottmik.
Wow.
Yeah. I think
she's
for
been
many
reading
reasons.
My predictions on Instagram. Oh, by the way, a little plug. Go to my personal Instagram page at Ozzymo, OZZYMO. On my main profile, I have made, before the show started, I made my season 13 predictions.
Mm-hmm.
And girl, not to brag,
but
they're pretty on point. I did fuck up a couple of times, but for the most part, it's pretty on point.
Okay. You thought Joey J was going to win, but otherwise pretty close.
And I still do.
And you still do. I love it. And, you know, we are going to do some sort of fun segment because we had a little competition with the listeners as well. I'll be looking to see who's the most correct. And we'll do some fun little pod moment with those that had already submitted. And we'll have you on the pod for a quick chat. Can't work. Wait to figure out who's the most right based on that.
Do you think, also, do you think there's going to be a top three or top four?
Thank you for bringing that up. I think, and I could be wrong, because let me say this. I do not read spoilers because I want to enjoy the show. I know we have three more episodes left. So I assume that we have, next week is our choreo challenge. We know that. I think the next episode is the reunion. And then the final episode, I think, is a lip sync for the crown in studio. That's what I hope happens.
But please answer my question, because you fucking dodged that quicker than the fucking Matrix.
What?
Will there be a top three or top four?
Bitch, top four. You can't have a lip sync for the crown with three.
You can, bitch.
I mean, you're right. They did it last year.
I mean, where were you last season, bitch?
It's more fun with four. And also, these episodes are long.
I agree.
We need.
So they're not going to eliminate anybody next week?
I think we'll get a psych out of, you know, the classic. Y'all are just too good.
At this point, girl, at this point, the psych out is expected.
But since we can't do a live finale, I think we still deserve the best possible finale. And we all know lip sync for the crown is the funnest finale.
I agree.
So what do you think they'll do top four, top three?
But girl, okay, so here's, I'm going to say something crazy right now.
Oh, she's crazy.
Is that if it's a lip sync for the crown, I don't know if Gottmik has what it takes to beat Simone.
Oh, that's a really good
girl,
point.
Girl, we've seen her lip sync once against Utica, and girl, real tea, it wasn't that great. So like, I don't know. Like, I agree with you. I do think Gottmik is going to win, but there's going to be some stunts being pulled in order to secure that. And I'm curious to see what the stunts will be.
Wow, that's really interesting. Damn.
But that's just me. That's just me.
I mean, girl, you're not lying at all. That is such a good point. ... to be continued. Okay, if you want to keep interacting with us, keep the conversation alive on our Instagram, Drag Her Podcast. Go follow Ozzymo. Follow me at Mono Agapian. And let's keep kikiing. Thank you so much for listening. Y'all the best. Bye, queers.
Hate criming these listeners. How dare you? Still about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.